It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
It's time for Misleading.
You've heard the leads on The Greg Hill Show. You've heard these?
Of course I have.
I don't think they lead well.
Would you have gone with Shimes over yours?
Damn, I don't even remember what mine was, so.
On Jones and Keith.
Each and every day at this time here on Jones and Keefe, WEEI. We'll get back to the Patriots and the Dolphins. How are the Patriots favored? Still perplexes me. We started talking about this yesterday, the reception at Gillette if things don't go well for the Patriots. It's only their second home game.
Yeah.
And things are starting to circle the toilet.
A lot has changed since their last home game.
Is this where public pressure starts to rear its ugly head and, you know, start to change the trajectory of the quarterback decision? I will get back into that coming up at noon. But speaking of that decision, Ken Laird made a cameo appearance in the leads today.
How do you like that?
He was
up early.
I didn't realize they did like celebrity cameo appearances in the leads.
I guess, I mean, it's like you get the leads at 6:20.
You get like a celebrity shot in beer pong, you know what I mean? You get those sometimes.
True.
Yeah. No, the leads are, early.
Early.
Wow. So
early bird does, in fact, get the worm.
It's true.
Is what I've heard.
Can't argue with that.
All right.
And we're all, I would say, as a station, I don't hear much of the don't play Drake May crowd.
Don't play Drake?
I hear a lot of the
play Drake.
Get him in there. We think he's better.
All opposite of
this, right? It's shocking because there's a lot of fans out there based on the Greg Hill Show poll earlier in the week.
It's like 50-50. Which is shocking.
But in terms of people at this station, I don't hear a lot of the don't break Drake crowd.
I think there was some.
He's a member of Don't Break Drake. Drake May Holmes is how he's referring to him now. Take the approach with Patrick Mahomes. If it was good enough for Mahomes, it should be good enough for Drake May. Your thoughts?
It's outrageous because this situation couldn't be more different. That Kansas City Chiefs team had Alex Smith. Now, I'm not trying to talk Alex Smith into the Hall of Fame or anything, but Alex Smith was a very competent quarterback. And the fans were able to watch a playoff season. That was a very good double-digit win team coached by Andy Reid. They were going in the right direction. They knew they had a guy in Mahomes who they also drafted 10th, right? Not third.
Yep.
And they were able to, that was the approach that they wanted, but they also got to enjoy good football during the course of the year with a good team. So when Mahomes did take over, he was already in a spot to be in a good position. This is so much different than that this team might win one game all year, might win one or two games. And learning from and watching Jacoby Brissett is not even close to the same thing as an Andy Reid, Alex Smith team.
No. And furthermore, you do look at Patrick Mahomes now and go, did Patrick Mahomes really, he needed a year to sit? He wouldn't be the same player if he didn't play. I heard Chris Curtis say this morning. What if he went out there and played as a rookie?
Maybe they win the Super Bowl.
Well, maybe they win the Super Bowl that year, which has always been my argument.
Yeah, like, okay.
But, like, maybe he's just that much, maybe he has a playoff run under his belt and he's that much more ready for Brady and the Patriots coming into Arrowhead that year. And that overtime get, like, maybe they're just in a different spot. Maybe they win that year where they got bounced in the AFC title game. Maybe they don't win as when he's a rookie. Maybe they do.
Yeah.
But an extra year of Mahomes, they might have an extra title. It could play out way differently. So for everybody who says, oh, well, Patrick Mahomes needed that seasoning, my guess is he didn't. If we're going to play the Mahomes game, which is what Ken's playing, I don't think Mahomes needed. He threw 50 touchdowns his first year as a starter. He couldn't have thrown 25 as a rookie.
No, and it's not like he went to North Dakota State or like one of these like schools. Like you could see maybe redshirting a guy that's just such a project. He was lighting it up. Now, his team wasn't anything great, but he was lighting it up. They're still one of the greatest college football games of all time. If you like points and passing yards.
I do.
Patrick Mahomes versus Baker Mayfield. Do you remember that? Oklahoma versus Texas Tech?
Yeah.
They both throw for like 700 yards. It was like the most insane game ever.
They definitely had 700. I think Baker had five.
They like both were setting records. They both would have set records if the other didn't outperform in that game. Yeah.
Unbelievable. My point was Baker Mayfield was the number one pick in the draft the year before and was a good rookie and was on a horrible team, but played really well with Cleveland. I'm just saying, same conference, great head-to-head matchup, and we know how Mahomes panned out. But, yeah, I don't think you can just say he's great because he sat. I'm with you on that. Like, how do you know? Like, he wouldn't have been good right
you
away?
Like, I hear this all the time with Brady. Do you think Brady would have been the same player if he played right away? Yeah. Yes, I do. I think Brady would have been. I think he would have been.
He was more of a project, though, than even Mahomes or Baker.
Okay, I agree with that. But, like, let's just – you're going to doubt Tom Brady because they played him a year too early?
Right.
So now Tom Brady goes from being the greatest player of all time to a bum because he played too early?
Yeah.
I don't buy that for a second. Not 1 second. And furthermore, I think Mahomes learned more by playing his first year as a starter.
Oh, Ken's in the Twitch chat now?
I think Brady learned more by playing in 2001 than he did by sitting in 2000. What's Ken saying in the
Twitch chat? He has a quote from Mahomes who is basically saying that I would have had some success if he played as a rookie, but I don't think it would have happened as fast. I wasn't supposed to be playing. I was supposed to be learning.
Well, guess what? It would have happened faster if he played because he already would have been out there.
Yeah,
I don't care what he says.
No, that's just him because, was he going to bash Andy Reid who made that decision, who's his current head coach?
Right. Thank you.
Also, just to correct somebody on the text line, he says, everyone saying play Drake said Mac was ruined by playing too early. That couldn't be further from the truth because at least you and I haven't said that. I can't speak for everybody in the world.
Mac wasn't ruined as a rookie. That's the stupidest take.
He was better as a rookie. So if you waited till his third year, he would have started with Patricia and Judge. How would he have done then?
Seriously.
And then if he couldn't play him then, he would have sat out his entire rookie deal is basically what he would have done.
Why did the Chiefs play Mahomes in a game his rookie year? Why'd they do that? Why'd they start him year two? Why didn't they sit him for like a third or a fourth year? Why didn't they just keep sitting him?
Mahomes. Sit him forever.
If they just sat Mahomes for like 3 or 4 years, imagine how good he'd be.
Forever.
Right? Just think about that.
Well, so
if they really let him marinate and really let him get good, really just sit him. And then Mahomes never would have lost. He never would have lost that Super Bowl to Tom Brady.
No
if
way.
If you set Mahomes for an extra year.
Might not have lost
the
game.
Let's play that game.
Might not have lost the game.
Ken's still on the Twitch.
Ken's fired up.
Don't you have meetings to go to? Don't you have?
Wait,
you got work calls.
We were talking about him in the lead.
Zooms, and I just did my Odyssey training. Don't you have things to be doing there, Ken?
I crushed that training, by the way. I'll email you my certificate.
How many times do you have to take that quiz? Just the one?
It's none of your business, Joe.
Don't tell me just the one. Don't tell me you passed the quiz the first time.
I have good reading comprehension.
I very much failed that quiz. More than one
time. Don't tell Ken that. He's going to make you take another one.
617-779-7937. That's a cameo from Ken Laird in the leads this morning.
Now he's diving in the Twitch chat, fighting with everybody in there.
Save it for Ken and Curtis on Saturday, would you? Save those takes.
He wants you to make an Instagram account.
Sit on those takes. And say, is that what he's lecturing me about?
Yeah, he's like, get Instagram.
Get on the gram.
I'm losing this battle. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with GameTip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.